Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And this is the Friday Blitz.
The Success Sensei, Friday Blitz coming at ya.
Episode 84. What are your self-limiting beliefs? What is it that you negatively think about yourself, or what is the self-doubt that you have in your mind that's preventing you from doing the things that you want to do and from living the life that you want to live? So this is leading on from the podcast that I did during the week, which was, you are so much better than you think. So I'm still outside. I'm still, if you're watching the vlog, I'm outside. If you're just listening to the podcast, you're missing out on all the lush scenery that's behind me here in Wicklow. The last podcast was about we don't appreciate what's on our doorstep, hence my location. But onto this one, what are your self-limiting beliefs? So you need to have a think about it now. What are they? You need to list them out. Self-awareness is going to be a huge obstacle to your success, for you to achieve more. You can't do what you've already done to achieve more. You need to be more evolved. You need to be more self-aware. You need to figure out what your own self-limiting beliefs are. What are the excuses that you're giving yourself to not achieve the things that you want to achieve, or to live the life that you want to live? What are your, where's the self-doubt coming from? Is it just a mindset? Like I briefly talked the last day about how your computer and your mind is the software that's running in that computer. And at the end of the day, you can have the best computer in the world, and if the software isn't right or it needs to be updated, the computer's not going to work properly. And we'd also said that about a car being a finely tuned car that has the handbrake stuck, so the brakes are permanently on. You can't go anywhere. You're not going to drive anywhere. You're not going to go on the amazing adventures that you want to do within that car. And that is your body. Your body and your mind are amazing pieces of machinery and anatomy. And it's impossible to recreate the human. I know robotics. I understand all AI is becoming very advanced, but you're so much more advanced than any scientist can create themselves. So it's time to reduce your self-limiting beliefs. It's time to have a look at your belief systems and see what exactly is holding you back. If you are a procrastinator, it's time to eliminate it from your life. Write down the negative excuses you're giving yourself. Is it time? Is it money? Is it the family you were born into? Is it the country that you were born into? What is it? Because without a mindset shift, you're never going to move on from where you are. If you're happy where you are, then, you know, so be it. Fair play to you. But if you want more success in your life, if you want to achieve more goals, if you want to achieve larger goals and larger success than you have to present, then you're going to have a larger mindset shift. And that is going to remove all self-limiting belief, whatever obstacles are holding you back, or whatever perceived obstacles are holding you back. Is it you're afraid of what people are going to say? You're afraid of failure. You're afraid of success. You don't have the time. You don't have the money. You don't have the energy. You know, you don't have the looks. You don't have the physical ability. You don't have the personality. You don't have the sense of humor. You don't have the intellect. What are all the things? And by the way, all of those things I've listed, I've told myself on numerous occasions, but you just cannot give in to it. I absolutely understand that you're going through the same process, because you're a human being like me and like everybody else. We've all gone through the same process. It's just a lot of people don't talk about it. So it's time for you to finally rid yourself of all of those things, and not this false positivity, and don't transcend over to the arrogant side. We're not talking about that. We're talking about realism, being realistic, and at the end of the day, if you have self-limiting beliefs that aren't realistic, why are you holding on to them? Get rid of them. And if you do feel in the process of the self-awareness process that you feel that you do need a little bit more mentorship, or you do need a little bit more education, or you do need a little bit more life experience, then that's super. You've acknowledged something that you need to go ahead and do, and that will also empower you and give you a lot more control over your life and help to eradicate those self-limiting beliefs so you can finally do the things that you want to do. Have a think about it. It's all a process. It's all a process of thought. Feel free. Sit down with a pen and paper. Jot stuff down. Do a mind map. Google mind maps if you're not sure what mind maps are, but they're handy because it's to do with text and drawing, and it's kind of the way we can think. It's not just a linear thought process. It's actually useful for thinking about the pros and cons of certain situations. If you need any help, if you have any questions, if you have any criticisms, if you have any comments, shares, reviews, you can message me at any of the links provided, and I'd love to hear from you. I'll answer everybody back. So thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.